I'm David Baddiel. I'm a writer and a comedian and a Jew.
I'm Saeeda Varsi. I'm a businesswoman and a politician and a Muslim.
Jews and Muslims always seem to be in the news or on the news. Lots of people talk about us, and this is us talking about ourselves.
The kind of things that people say don't touch, We are going to go there.
I mean, I think Jews and Muslims are talking about these things, but I think they're not talking about them together because they're worried that if they do, sparks might fly. A Muslim and a Jew go there.
Find us wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Agony Aunties podcast mini-series. Each week, we're diving into some of your questions and offering our unique insights and therapeutic expertise to help you navigate life's challenges. As seasoned therapists, I'm quite a lot more seasoned than my daughters. We're here to share our thoughts, perspectives, and a dose of compassion. So get ready for each episode where listener questions take center stage, and we do our best to provide you with thoughtful guidance and a touch of wisdom. Hello, Emily. We've got a single agony aunt, just you. So I have an interesting question, which is, my children are growing up and leaving home, and through my childhood, as well as in my adulthood, my time has been spent focused on other people's needs. How do I begin to find my own life purpose now?
It's a big question. And I would say that if you've had a lifetime focused on other people's needs, I wonder if you really even know what you need, if you've never kind of been in that space. So I would begin by focusing on your own awareness of yourself, sort of doing a lot of kind of mindfulness things to just really like focus internally and begin to kind of just notice. Now you have all this freedom, which it comes with a loss, right? Like a purpose of being needed means that you feel needed. And so not being needed, actually, that's quite a hard adjustment to make in and of itself. But then just, I think, find small things that give you pleasure. And I don't
Or
pique your curiosity, exactly. Sort of just like opening the door a crack and kind of taking baby steps. I don't think it has to be like this grand life meaning. It can be like, oh, I noticed that I'm really enjoying spending time in my garden. Like maybe this is something that will meet a need in some way.
Because also I want to applaud you for recognizing that you want to do something different. So that is the first kind of germination of a new seed, because often we are all so hardwired to be habitual. And it could have been your children left home and then you automatically started doing something else that was helping other people, whether it was volunteering or finding other things that you're going to do that was following in the same vein. So I think it shows a really potentially exciting kind of growth in you that, you know, I've got to where I am, I've done a lot, and you've obviously raised your children, and now this could be really sort of new for you. But it will, as Emily is saying, it'll be uncomfortable. But let yourself feel the discomfort. Let the discomfort be part of the process. And I know we've talked about this a few times on the podcast, but there's this phase in the completion of a cycle. It's a Gestalt cycle by someone called Fritz Perls, and it's called the fertile void. And that when you come to a completion of a particular action, there's this lovely liminal space, which is the fertile void, which is a kind of moving in and a moving out, a trying, a testing, a tasting. We need more time than often we give ourselves to not give up, not to revert to going back to what we always do. So one of the things that I think would really help you, or a number of the things, would be to look up and learn about compassion, self-compassion. Look at Kristin Neff. Think about time, in giving yourself time, and what your relationship with time is. And also, one way of framing it is looking at people or opportunities that people are doing that you admire, that you respect, that you think, I'd quite like some of that.
And I think, Mum, and to sort of jump on what you were saying about the awareness, the importance of the recognition, is that I think it also, in a bigger sense, will allow you to keep a healthy relationship with your adult children. Because I think One of the risks of being a parent, and you give and you give and you give, to your children and suddenly they're adults and they don't need you in the same way anymore, is that then you can sort of feel a bit resentful. Like you don't want to feel resentful, but it can be there as a bit of kind of bitter pill of like, oh, well, I've given my whole life to you, and then I gave my whole childhood thinking about other people's needs, and now no one's caring for me. Like, that's what a rubbish situation that is. And that can start to infiltrate into the relationship with your children. And so I would agree that to have the awareness of like beginning to look at what you need and how you can give it to yourself will also be really beneficial to your whole family.
Thank you for the question and good luck. And I really hope that's helpful.